937.
Bring up what you want, and you can do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, worth mentioning, we're on Skype. You can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. And again, the SACL CAI toll-free line is 855-450-FREE. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And Marcus is here courtesy of Brainless Tales. What is it?
Brainless Tales is a daily single-panel webcomic, so you can just go and enjoy that. It's usually very quick and easy to look at, not much reading. And you can follow it all along on Facebook or Twitter. Today's got some crayons.
So yeah,
I just read today's.
Today's got two crayons, got a red one and some other color one, and the red one is all used up and torn up, and he says, "I may not be sharp, but I'm popular." Because, that's what happens to the popular crayons. They get used up, and they get all dulled down.
It's true. I mean, if you look at them, there's those colors out there that just don't get much action,
right?
Chartreuses and mauves.
But they're real sharp. They look good, because nobody ever uses them.
So good observations there. And the brand-new Brainless Tales greeting cards are now available. You can see them. Can you order them?
Yeah, you can buy them online, and if you happen to live in the UK, they'll be in stores soon, I think.
So cool. So cool. BrainlessTales.com. Lots of free comics. And, it's always good to have something to look at that can put a smile on your face, especially when the news isn't so great. And maybe we'll get some good news in here tonight at some point. We're going to go to the phones and your calls. I do have a somewhat good court story. Let's go to Travis, listening in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Travis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Travis?
I just wanted to call and invite everybody from the Philadelphia area to the Smokedown Prohibition at Independence Mall on Saturday.
Woohoo! What does that mean? What's going to happen there?
Sounds like somebody's smoking something.
Civil disobedience, and the NJ Weed Man is going to be giving a speech.
Sounds like you got an early start.
Got to stay medicated, but I mean... But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to invite everybody out there.
Now, this is going on beyond Philly, isn't it?
I think it's in a few cities.
Do you know what those are?
I think Denver's got something going on.
All right. Well, they pretty much already smoked down Prohibition in Denver. You're not really taking a risk if you go and get high in Denver. But aside from that, if you're in Philly or New York City or wherever else this might be going on, smoke down Prohibition, I support it. I think people should go out in mass and commit civil disobedience. I think it's a really exciting thing for folks, especially people that have never done civil disobedience. It gets a lot easier to do civil disobedience when you're with hundreds of people who are willing to do the same thing with you. Makes it a lot easier to get over whatever issues you might have.
Yeah, it's like driving on the highway, you're going 80 miles an hour with everybody else. It's like, it's fine, because everyone else is going 80, so you feel empowered. Right. Feel empowered.
So thanks for sharing that, Travis. Appreciate hearing from you. Anything else you want to get out?
That's pretty much it. Y'all keep it up.
Have a good 420, and thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE.
I'm not sure if Travis was keeping up with traffic or just setting the pace.
Right. So I said I was going to play the audio from what happened outside of the courthouse today, and I do want to do that, so let's jump into it. We were outside the courthouse after the Rich Paul verdict. For those of you just tuning in, he was found guilty today by a jury of his so-called peers. It was a three-hour-long deliberation, which gave me hope, because usually if they come back pretty quick, it's usually guilty. So we were all...
At this point, it's always been guilty all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Not always. The exception was Massachusetts, where our friends Pete and Adamo were found not guilty. But that's not New Hampshire. So in New Hampshire, it's been guilty almost every time, although We the Clause, our friend, was convicted
of
a misdemeanor instead of a felony. He was growing marijuana. The jury downgraded his charge from a felony to a misdemeanor possession charge instead of a felony growing charge. So it was kind of halfway there. But so we're waiting outside. The jury comes out. They're bunched together. They're protecting one another from the questions from those people out there who love the person that they have decided to put behind bars. So let's go with the audio here from FreeKeen.com and the FreeKeen YouTube channel.
Can I interview?
Thank you.
No? $20, 5 minutes.
You guys proud of what you did?
You guys could have made history today.
You could have let go a peaceful man who never hurt anybody else. $20 for a 5-minute interview, folks. $20. 5 minutes of your time. Quick interview. I'll pay you more than the court paid you for a full day. Sir, how about you? $20 for 5 minutes?
He's the only one who actually expressed any, you know, hey, I'm sorry about that, buddy. And this is the guy who I suggested might have been one of the cannabis users on the jury. He actually hangs his head as he is walking away and kind of looks at his feet as he's walking off. Then the interesting quote from another juror is coming up shortly.
You guys could have made history today. You could have set an innocent man free who never harmed anybody else.
Stop it here for a second. What's the point, just out of curiosity, with this is sort of recriminations here. That you could have made history today. Are you proud of what you did? I get what...
what I wanted to ask about this.
All these points are valid, but you're not asking a question. You're stating something. You know, why didn't you want to make history today? Or, you know, these would have been at least questions. Mm-hmm. But you're making these sort of recriminations, these statements about what they could have done. These people can't do anything anymore. They can't go in and change their verdict.
Sure.
You're sort of publicly shaming them to no end.
Is there no end? That's my question. Because one of the critiques I received on freekeen.com where I posted this video. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to play it. I wanted to get not just your feedback in the studio, but also feedback from you listening to the show, your calls at 855-450-FREE. I would suggest that there is value in shaming people who do the wrong thing because it's wrong, and they need to know that people in their community don't appreciate what it is that they're doing. Now, it's not going to mean much coming from the guy with the video camera standing outside of the courthouse, but if they start hearing it from friends or family members and coworkers and people at their social groups that they go to, oh, you were on that? I saw you on the Free Keen video. You were on that jury. What were you thinking? This guy didn't hurt anybody. You know, I'm sure that would mean more to them if it came from somebody that they actually knew and they actually cared about. But if there were enough people in society who were letting their friends and their family members know this is not appropriate behavior, you do not put peaceful people behind bars, shame on you.
Well, I'm with you. I get where you're coming from, but I just don't think that this is the time or place for the shaming.
When is the right time? I'm never going to see them again.
Not when, well, you wanted, you, yes, you were. You
I
were
might
see
them
more
again.
Of them coming, and you were going, because you're asking people, hey, you want to do an interview, at the same time you're switching over to, you could have made history.
No, like, after they say no is when I switched over.
But then you go and you ask the next person in line.
Yeah, they came out after that and I asked them.
Right, and what I'm saying is you're creating this sort of atmosphere of, I don't want to do an interview with you on camera if you're going to make me look like a butthead. So
that's why I asked them first.
You're stating to these people, I think you, okay, Ian, mm-hmm. I get, on the first person.
They hadn't all come out at once.
So the people behind, the next people that you asked didn't hear you hollering at the people who were ahead?
I can't say for sure, but not all of them did.
I don't think that this is the time or place for it. What your goal here
There's no other time or place.
Wait a second for me to finish talking. Your goal here is to get a freaking interview. If you want an interview, you treat people like you're going to treat them fairly in the interview. Mm-hmm. Because I know you will. You've done these interviews before. You've gotten them. So treat them with the respect that you they're going to want to get the interview, and you may get the interview. However, if you want to yell and scoff at people, then go out and yell and scoff, put the $20 away and quit bothering people about interviews.
I appreciate the advice, and I get where you're coming from. Most of the jurors were not outside at the time when I did those things. They came out in distinct groups, so they were all asked independently.
It sounded to me like they were different groups going by, and they were basically hearing you. You want $20 for an interview? Well, no, you're an a-hole anyway. You want $20 for an interview? You suck. I mean, this is what I'm seeing is people going by and saying, "Who is this crazy guy with $20?"
No, I get where you're coming from. There was two that came out.
I don't need $20 for this.
Yep, there were two that came out, and then three that came out after them, and then later another batch came out after that. So, look, I'm just doing what I can to express how I feel to these people. But I'd love to hear your thoughts coming up here in moments. Marcus, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. We're only about halfway through the video, too, so there's a little bit more. Plus the most relevant quote from one of the jurors who did decide that he wanted to say something to me. He did not accept the money, but he gave me his thoughts anyway. 855 450 free, and I would say they're fairly revealing. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up whatever you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And do it for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Every loan payment is made of both principal and interest payments. And on the first payment, you're going to see that loan is front-loaded, that the interest is going to be heavier on the front than it is on the back, and that it's going to be 10.5 years on a 30-year fixed mortgage for that that you to be even breaking even. Not so with a 20-year fixed or a 15-year fixed. On a 20-year fixed, it's 49.6% is the amount that's going towards principal in the beginning. It only takes 4 months for it to get to 50-50. On a 15-year fixed, it's 59% going towards principal in the first one. It just gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute Guy and his experts there at MortgageMinuteGuy.com want you to know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive loan. If you're getting a home loan, whether you're, selling a house and you've got to get another house in that case, or you're refiing, or you're just looking for your first home loan, the experts at Mortgage Minute Guy are worth a call. Even if you've, priced in one place, it's a good idea to get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The telephone number is 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
855-450-FREE. So I'm going to play the rest of this video, and then, Marcus, I want to get your thoughts on the public shaming question. Should it be done? Because some people say, I'm paraphrasing one of the quotes on Free Keen in the comment section on this video that I posted today, is that, you guys aren't winning hearts and minds. This is never going to, you've got to have your neighbors on your side. Well, thing is, there are neighbors on our side. There were people attending the trial who were from Keen, who are not Free State Project participants. There's a guy there who's a former military. We met him this weekend at Social Sundays. I actually called you about him, Mark. He's very familiar with the Quakers. I don't know if he actually is a Quaker, but he was talking about them. And seems like a really principled liberty dude who's getting interested in, getting involved. And he showed up at the trial yesterday and showed up again today. There was another gentleman who came out as well locally. Never met him before either. So there are plenty of people locally who appreciate the activism here and who appreciate the perspective of ending the insane war on drugs and who get it when it comes to jury nullification. That doesn't mean I don't think that the people who don't get it shouldn't be expressed to that, they've done something wrong. Let me continue here with what happened outside of the courthouse earlier today.
Hey, guys, I got a $20 bill for 5 minutes, 5-minute interview.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Five minutes for $20?
No, thank you.
You guys could have made history today. Why didn't you?
Because we didn't want to disobey the law.
That's all you really need to hear. There's a little bit more to the video. But that's the one juror who actually bothered to tell me his reasons as far as why they didn't do the right thing, why they didn't make history today.
That didn't sound servile to me at all. That sounded to me like, you people are a bunch of lawbreakers, and we did the right thing by upholding the law. That's what I heard that man say.
You guys could have made history today. Why didn't you?
Because we didn't want to disobey the law.
Were they threatening you?
No, but I feel like you are.
You think?
That's what I hear. I don't hear somebody who says, oh, we're under the thumb of the government. We didn't know what else to do. I heard, I'm glad I had that opportunity to put that scumbag in jail.
He may feel that way. I feel like likely it's not maybe as strong as what you're saying, Mark. But, that gentleman who said, we didn't want to disobey the law, and, we feel like you're threatening us, or whatever he says. maybe he felt that way, but there's all a bunch of different people there. He was the only one who spoke up, really, as they're coming out. And I felt that this video is very important for me to see because I wasn't there. And so it was nice to see that the jurors were approached afterwards. Now, as far as is the video, Ian's actions, were they appropriate? I think it just matters on what, his ultimate goal was. Ultimately, he didn't get much of an interview. He got this guy to answer a question. So he didn't get the interview, but he did shame them, right? And along with some other people, they publicly shamed these jurors. And I actually thought that that was good because if I was there, I would have wanted to shame them because they need to know that what they did was wrong and that their neighbors do not appreciate what they have done. And if nobody ever shames them, they will just go on thinking that they are right.
They're right to do this.
Yes.
And they were, by the way, they were appreciated all the way up to this point. You know, I held the door open for these people on multiple occasions as they came in to the jury selection. You know, we greeted them as they were coming up to, you know, good morning and how are you today? And, you know, we're very cordial and neighborly with these folks. And then they did an unneighborly thing, and they voted to put somebody who's not a, a dangerous person behind bars. And I agree with you completely that people do need to know that their actions are inappropriate. Because let me tell you, they'll tell you when they don't like something that you do.
Darn right they will.
If you're an activist and somebody doesn't like something that you're doing, they're going to tell you about it. And they'll tell you about it in, you know, the most certain terms. They want you to know that they don't appreciate that you walk down the street topless or that you put up a bill that was going to reduce the power of the police department or that you decided to smoke a joint in Central Square because you believe that you're a free person or that you went to a city council meeting and you had a fun little drinking game to make the city council meeting more exciting or that, you know, you got people that have been elected to public office. Oh, they'll let you know that they think that you're doing the wrong thing and they'll tell you how they think that that you should do it.
Yes, Ian, but they're not convincing. They don't convince you of anything. They don't convince me of anything. They don't convince anybody of anything. They're just vitriolic trolls. And I don't care what vitriolic trolls say, Ian. What I expect mm-hmm. from you is something better. You're an expert in communication. Do some communication. That's all I'm saying.
What was wrong with what I did?
It's not effective.
What do you think? I'm going to change their mind? I don't expect to be effective.
You're not going to change their mind in a moment.
I don't expect to change their mind at all with just me, because I'm just the guy outside of the courthouse with the video camera. That's all I am to them. I'm just another activist. I'm the guy who's recording them and asking them tough questions.
You'd be more likely to get your $50 interview if you and the rest of the activists, I understand you don't control the other activists, but you could have a little team meeting ahead of time and say, hey, this is what my goal is. You'd have been more likely to get your $50 interview or $20 interview or whatever interview it was that you wished to get if you guys hadn't been standing out there basically making catcalls at these people. Secondarily, they would be more likely to have in the future some level of empathy for somebody that they didn't feel was on the other side jeering at them and making fun of them. Those are the two points I'd like to make.
So what would you say to them? Nothing? Hey, thanks for coming. Appreciate you being on the jury.
I have 50.
Thanks,
folks. Here's what I'd say is, does anybody
want to
do an interview?
Day.
I've got $20 for an interview. Does anybody want to do an interview? I got $20 for an interview. Want to find out what went on, what your thoughts were? It's completely mm-hmm. legal for you to do this interview. $20 for an interview. That's what I'd say.
Well, you come on out and do it next time, and maybe you'll have better luck.
That is the
because
problem.
I'm not the only one who's tried to get jurors to give interviews. And excuse me, I've gotten them twice.
Good
so
job.
How many have you gotten? Zero.
I haven't been out there trying.
Well, then why don't you come out and prove that you can do
I'm
it better,
buddy? I'm not interested.
Well, then shut up. 855-450-3.
I don't care. I don't
855-450-free is the toll-free number here tonight. You can take control of the airwaves. I've muted his microphone. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You do it better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you. Mobile sites, M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You go there and get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, free, m.freetalklive.com.
We're going to be out of the West Coast next month. That's May 17th through the 19th for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's the Bitcoin conference. I really believe that 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin. I think that Bitcoin is going to get its legs this year. We're going to really find out what this new revolutionary currency is about and see what it does to the world. I think it's the most important invention since the Internet. I know it's a powerful statement. But that's what I believe, and that's why I'm going to be at Bitcoin 2013. And you can be there, too. There's going to be people from TradeHill and NerdTribe and Coinbase and BitPay and Facebook and BitInstant and all kinds of different Bitcoin experts talking about giving, you know, certainly educating everybody about Bitcoins and talking about opportunities that are going to be coming up. Probably some people are going to be proffering jobs. And I would imagine that there's going to be some, some opportunities people never even imagined if you seize the future. The future of payments by signing up now at Bitcoin2013.com. Come see us. Come see the speakers at Bitcoin 2013, Bitcoin2013.com.
Should be a good time. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Go to Helen listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi, good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
I've never been to Keene, New Hampshire, but
right.
It's interesting to hear that you guys are doing this activism work. I think this is great. You know, what was that old bumper sticker? Like, act locally, think globally or something?
Yeah,
you know?
That's...
But, you know, like, you excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. You have a national broadcast, and probably a lot of people are like, what are they talking about? You know, so
Yeah, well, that's why I think it's important to be talking about what's happening in Keene, because no one else is talking about it, and so we can do that here in a way that no one else can really affect, because we're actually in the middle of it. We actually get out and do the activism that is frequently discussed.
And I do, too. I've been in courtroom things and protests, and so I'm an activist in upstate New York, but I don't have a radio show. But anyhow, I didn't call for that reason. I was calling because I wondered what you guys, cause you want everything to be like kind of like squashed down to like a local level, but like right now, like we have these crises, you know, like what happened in like West Texas, okay? What happened in Boston with the marathon and stuff. And I mean, so we...
What happened in West Texas?
West Texas? This plant, the ammonium explosion took place. And
the fertilizer plant? Yep.
Yeah, the fertilizer plant.
And gotcha.
I just didn't think these things were related anyway, so I'm waiting for you to kind of wrap them together.
This is my point, and you can like run off with this in any direction you care to, if you care to. But we do need government for both things. Like, we can't, when something bad happens, people can't like go out with their garden hoses and try to put down a fire.
I think that you should have fire departments. I don't think they have to be called government.
I think
you can hire people on a kind of a basis where you prepay for services, for instance, like an insurance policy for fire protection. And I think that police protection would also be valued by people. And a lot of these things that government currently does today, garbage collection, could absolutely be handled by people who want to handle those things just on a consensual basis. My only issue, Helen, is when you threaten people.
Huh? No, I think what happened in the... Am I still in the air?
Yeah, you're right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Like the FBI, I think they're doing their darndest to try to figure out what happened.
Good for them. But what if I don't want to pay for what the FBI does? Because I just had an FBI agent testify at my friend's trial, and he lied at that trial. And we spent an hour last night talking about how the FBI doesn't even take reports. That way they can screw over people because they can just make stuff up, and they can corner people into, if you say something different from what the FBI says in their report about their interview with you, then you could be charged with a crime of lying to a federal agent. And so I'm sorry, I don't trust the FBI, and I don't want to pay for their services.
And you don't have to, because it's the FBI is not the only ones doing an investigation about Boston. The very popular website reddit.com, the user base there has got together and they're posting pictures and they're comparing, and they're doing their very own independent, completely free and open source investigation of what happened in Boston. And that's without forcing anybody to pay for anything. It's all volunteer, and it's very interesting. So, you don't have to pay. You don't have to force people to pay for things like investigations, because people want the investigation, and people will willingly give their time, which is the same as money, and people will willingly give money to investigate
Great
the
point.
Horrific thing that happened in Boston. We don't need to be forced to pay for it. We will do it willingly without being forced.
All right. Well, okay. I agree with that.
Great.
Pardon?
I think that's great. So then you support, like, for instance, people not paying taxes then?
I think we all need to chip in.
Well, then you don't agree with it, because as Marcus just said, don't say, just to clarify something, Helen, you said you agreed with what Marcus said, which is that he shouldn't be forced to pay for a service that he doesn't value.
That phrase I didn't get that. No, I think we all need to chip in, because there are
people... chip in. Dude, when you say chip in, it makes it sound like you're just tossing into... Helen, when you say chip in, it makes it sound like you're talking about something voluntary. But it's not voluntary. If you don't pay for the FBI, they can put you in a prison cell.
Well, why is it that the country that functions so much better than we do, like the Scandinavian, all these European countries, they have, like, the better, infant mortality rate, better, like... whatever mortality, whatever age, I don't know what to call it. But, all these things, these differentials about the quality of life, and they pay so much taxes, and they live peacefully, and everything's cool over there, and, like, we're living in this violence.
That's right. It's a utopia in Europe.
Well, I'll say here's one reason,
I live
Helen.
In Europe.
Yep. I know. You stayed a summer in France.
I lived 4 years in France.
Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot how long it was. So I would say one thing is the difference is the United States government takes on the role of the world's policeman. And the United States taxpayers basically pay for the world's citizens to, or, you know, people, to basically have free shipping lanes and that kind of thing. So European countries can nationalize healthcare and they can nationalize all kinds of things that the tax burden on the United States citizen, it wouldn't work because the United States citizen is paying for the cops of the world, the Navy, and that kind of thing. So it just...
We should not assume is what you're saying, and I agree with that. We should not be the universe police person, you know.
And all I want to do, Helen, is I want to boil that down to the individual level. I'm a Quaker. I don't believe in the idea of using violence to solve problems. It's a religious belief and, frankly, a philosophical belief, too. And I don't want to pay taxes that go to buy remote control airplanes that are used to kill kids in Asian countries and Middle Eastern countries. I don't want to pay those taxes, and money's fungible. So if I give an organization that does that money, whether I can try to justify it to myself and say, oh, no, it's going to be used to subsidize textbooks for kids in school, and that might make me feel better. But the fact is they'll use my money any way they want, and if they want to buy bullets for remote-control airplanes and kill kids in foreign countries, that's what they'll do.
Well, one thing I know that we can agree upon is there's tons of hypocrites that are representing us, and they should not be. And... like, for instance, marijuana. I don't even smoke this stuff, but I'm just like, it's less dangerous than alcohol. Just like, all these people are in prison. I'm like, it's ridiculous, you know? And you know,
yet another thing I don't want to pay for. I don't want to pay to put peaceful people in cages. So I'm going to opt out. Thanks.
Helen, I appreciate that you recognize that as not a cannabis consumer, and I think that's very nice. But the one most important thing of what rings to me when you speak is you spoke about quality of life and who gets to decide what my quality of life is. I think that's me, and my quality of life is not being coerced into paying for war, and that's my judgment of a quality of life, and I don't think you get to decide what constitutes my quality of life.
And nor should you decide what constitutes Helen's quality
that's
of
right.
life. Thanks, Helen, for the call. 855-450-FREE. We have enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call right now. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links you will find. There are links to Amazon, Newegg, and some other stuff. You click into the right link for you, so maybe you're in the you're in Canada or in the UK or the US. We got all three of those Amazons. You click into the one that is appropriate, and then you just get your shopping done as you normally would at Amazon. Great selection, prices, free Super Saver shipping, all the stuff you're used to. The huge number of reviews that are also helpful in deciding what to purchase. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you start your shopping, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. Very simple, and it helps us a lot. So, again, shop.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones. And your thoughts? Chad in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston.
Good evening.
Hey,
how
Chad.
Are you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, the last caller was talking about taxes, and you all were talking about you didn't want to be coerced into paying taxes to the federal government. My question to you is, for war, you said, was one of the things that you didn't want to have to pay for. What do you propose happens when we're attacked by North Korea? Who pays for?
Who's we?
How do we defend ourselves?
Who is we? I'm not part of the nation.
You're not? You don't live in the United States?
I don't even. I live on a plot of land. Some would identify it as being in a arbitrary political boundary known as the United States. But ultimately, I'm just an individual. And if individuals are attacked, I think they have the right to defend themselves. And I think individuals can come together to form groups and coalitions of other individuals who are coming together consensually to build defenses for themselves and to scramble jets or whatever it is that they feel they need to do to protect themselves from incoming threats. But one of the things that individuals cannot do and should not be able to do is threaten another individual to join their group. If you're being attacked, I should be able to choose to help you, but I shouldn't be forced to help you in that situation. How do you feel about that?
I agree with that 100%. But the cost to be able to defend your family, for instance, my family, if this country is attacked by a country like the one I mentioned, North Korea, or any country for that matter, that has the amount of money and the size of military, size and scope that small private individual militias, what have you, would never be able to defend against a million-man standing army from North North Korea. We may be able
You're getting Korea and China confused. North Korea is not nearly as large of a nation as China. They don't have that million.
They do. They do, in fact, have a million-man standing army.
What are they going to float over here on, number 10 cams?
Well, let's presume
you're right. Wait a second. I want to make a point here. If North Korea attacks the United States, it's because the United States is propping up South Korea. South Korea's business is South Korea's business. It's not the United States' business. Do you understand why?
That's not the direction I meant.
Well, I have a very important point here, and I want to get to it. I understand that the United States could be attacked. For instance, Canada could roll across the 49th parallel and attempt to take us over because we're not buying enough of the stuff that they're making or something. Or Mexico could sweep up. But the United States is placed, call it providence, call it a blessing from God, call it sheer luck, but is placed on the North American continent in such a way that it is highly unlikely that any nation is ever going to attack, considering the geopolitical atmosphere on the planet right now. If the United States minded its own damn business, it wouldn't be attacked by anybody.
And by the United States, you mean the federal government.
I'm talking about the federal government of the United States, that the attacks, the only attack I can think of in the United States soil in the last six decades was 9/11, that was perpetrated by a non-nation group of people that were upset about the intrusion in the Middle East via Israel and the United States government's siding up with the Saudi government. So it's really the alliances the United States has, its policy that puts its citizens in danger. The biggest danger to the United to Americans is the United States government.
I agree 100%. But
so I'm willing and able to stand here and defend my land and my property and my family and your land and your property and your family, but because we've got 300 million guns here in the United States, as many guns as there are people, I don't think there's going to be a land war.
No, and I would certainly hope not. And listen, I'm not trying to, I don't mean to sound like I'm just trying to spout off and go completely against what you're saying. I listen to you guys a lot, and I think that you make several valid points, and I agree with you on a lot of things, in particular being forced to pay taxes. And I understand, I think the amount of taxes that we pay is out of hand. It's ridiculous. But it's just, I do see that there are certain parts of our life that the government, they have their place.
Well, you know what? Here's what I would say to that. If they've got a place, then people will voluntarily support it. If the government's, if any agency, whatever they are, is doing something valuable and people feel like, yeah, I like that, then they're going to support it. They're going to come out of their own pocket on their own consensual, voluntary basis to support the things that they feel are valuable. If you've got a great idea, you shouldn't have to force people to pay for it.
And you know what's a great example to think about is cars. People spend, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on a car. That's a huge, huge investment. But people somehow make that work without government assistance. They somehow make that investment and get that car because having a car is such a great idea and such a nice convenience. And so many Americans have them without government assistance. Now, if the government was providing cars, people would say, oh, how could anybody afford a car if the government wasn't giving it to us? But the reality is that if something's important to people, they will make it happen.
I agree. Chad, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. By the way, phone's loading up here right in the
final
segment of the show. If you don't get in tonight, you can always call at 7 o'clock Eastern time every single night of the week. We do the show 7 nights per week live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern. So let's continue here with Adam, also listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Adam.
Hey, no, sir. I listen to y'all show quite often there.
Welcome, sir.
I'm an industrial electrician in the coal fields.
Thank you for your service. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, sir. When you were talking previously there about the taxes of the United States, I think it's a ridiculous concept. Me and my father, the majority of my family, they work in the coal industry, and, it's a dangerous profession.
It is.
We get paid well, but like I was telling y'all previously there, I paid $30,000 plus in taxes last year.
Wow.
I have an 11-month-old son. He's getting ready to actually have his first birthday this month, at the end of the month.
Congrats.
And I'm 30 years old, and I went to college, and contrary to popular belief, I'm a college-educated coal miner, but I have a degree in history there, and, you know, I follow politics actively like y'all do, and I heard a woman talking previously about that European countries have such, you know, so much nicer than what we do. Well, what she's actually not focusing on is they have a high tax structure, too. They pay 30-40% in taxes like we do, but whenever they retire, they get 100% retirement taken care of. So unlike the United States, they're not working them into the grave. My retirement age currently for my age bracket is 68 years old. Now, I've been working in the coal fields since I was 18 years old, part-time when I was going to college for 4 years, and then ever since I graduated from college, you know, full-time until present. And there's no way that somebody that does a profession like I do or any, you know, a labor-intensive profession is going to be able to do it until they're 68 years old. And
sure,
there's not going to be any retirement there to begin with. Once that you do work for this long and put this much into the government, you know, you're not even going to have a retirement to begin with.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yep. It's,
and what is the average? I mean, does the average age of a coal miner, is that a little lower than the average age of the standard guy in America?
Well, most of them get started later. My dad was a boss, so I got started straight out of high school, so I was fortunate enough to have a good paying job and everything. You know, I have a new house, boats, cars. I'm fortunate in that manner, but like I worked in close proximity to my house before, you know, I don't know 100% what y'all think about the current presidential administration. I think it's a joke. But
I think it's a joke, and so is the previous administration, as well as all the ones prior to that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But like in this region right here, the majority of the power that feeds the entire East Coast comes from West Virginia. And
yeah, it does.
The majority of the power. I was wondering what he said there.
Yes, the majority of the power comes from West Virginia.
You are a real West Virginian, and I appreciate your call and the thoughts and the accent. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And to Pat and Nick, didn't get in tonight. Sorry about that. We are out of time, but we do it every single night, so don't hesitate to join us tomorrow. And get right in right at the top of the show at 7 o'clock Eastern at 855 453. We're also on Skype. LRN.FM is our name. You can connect with us tomorrow night. Don't forget to check out Marcus's BrainlessTales.com. See you tomorrow.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.